Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Lessinger is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. A dozen years he's been hanging out with us. President of On Point Consulting. Is that right, Rick, with a .com on the end of that? Is that the website?
OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
LLC. Stick that in there, folks. OnlineConsultingLLC.com. Can they find your books and all your articles there?
Yeah, they're on the website, and they're also on Amazon.
And what he does to help people do what we're talking about right now. So if you need help, Rick can do it for you. Hey, Rick, we're talking about the assessment process, the executive assessment process of bringing on key people to your company. And in the previous segment, you helped us understand how to be patient and do a professional, comprehensive job. We now know how to do that. But Rick, there was a time when you could dance around, you could fiddle around and take time. I remember back in a long time ago, Xerox. I went to work for Xerox. I was interviewed four times before they hired me.
Yeah.
And but that was a different. Those were different days. Today,
right.
you can have that. The patience thing has to be tempered with the fact that if you find a good person, if you find a person who's a likely candidate, you can't fiddle around with that person. You got to move. So how do we compress this professional assessment process into
right.
something that's a little that suits the timing of the marketplace today? What do you think?
Well, there's a couple of things related to that question. One is that you definitely need to be moving quickly because, again, there's more demand than there is supply. So if you find a good person, they probably have a lot of offers around. But the important thing is to balance speed with quality. So you want to move quickly, but you also don't want to make a bad choice because, again, as we said in the first segment, a bad choice, you just get into the cycle
That's
of
right.
always having to search and interview. So you want to make sure you're making a good choice. So in the first segment, we talked a little bit about augmenting the interview with some kind of testing. And that could be, a test on style and personality. It could be some kind of on-the-job sort of demo or practice or, so you can get a sense of who they are. But when it comes to kind of streamlining the process, the important thing, I think, is to actually have a process, to have a well-defined process in place. I think a lot of small businesses sort of treat this as like a one-off event, and let's go collect some resumes, let's go get some people in here, and let's go make a decision. But I think if you treat it as a business process, you can. Part of it is getting through the resumes quickly. The other part is having a well-targeted interview. If you have a systematic interview process,
mm-hmm.
you can get a lot more done in a good interview than one of these random, let me just look at your resume and ask you some questions.
And when you say good interview, if you're going to move fast now, folks, you have to make sure you're asking the kinds of questions, that you're collecting the kind of information that helps
right.
you answer those critical questions. Because I mean, like, as you say, you can't just ask them some random questions. You need to be talking about questions, that information that will help you understand whether they'll fit in with the organization culturally, right? How they've made mistakes in the past. What did they do to recover?
Right.
Can they wear more than one hat in a small business? That kind of thing, right?
Right. Exactly. If you're asking questions about the resume, I noticed that you worked at so-and-so place, or I noticed that you went. Those are not the questions. You can see the resume.
It's wasting
you don't
time.
Have to ask questions about the resume. Right. You want to ask questions about what they did, what they think, their experiences, their behavior on the job, how they dealt with job-relevant problems overall. other thing you want to do is get the rest of your team involved. If you have other employees, you want them to also interview this person. And part of what you're looking for is their input on the chemistry, on the essential.
Have you ever, Rick, have you ever seen a time, have you ever seen a time when we need to bring in a professional more than now to help you get this thing moving so that you move fast enough and cover all the bases? Has there ever been a time when we need a pro more than now?
Well, I think the pro in terms of screening resumes is probably a good in that phase of it.
But also to help you formulate the questions. So because we're just not good. Right. This is not our strong suit, Rick.
Yeah. And
HR is the least skill. Is the worst skill of most entrepreneurs.
Yeah, having a pro that could help you identify the competencies that you need for success in the role. And putting together a set of questions that will help you get at those characteristics and skills, absolutely, that would be helpful.
And see, this is where somebody like you would come in, the people all over the country, as you know, Rick, who do things like you do. I used to do it. I used to help my clients find key people, and I would consult with them about how to make sure we ask the right questions. Find somebody who can help you that's outside the business. That's one thing I think. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think someone who understands how to clarify what the skills are in partnership with the small business owner and give them sort of an interview guide will help make the process more efficient.
Hey, Rick, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you. I definitely will. A pleasure, Jim. Thanks.
Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen, onlineconsultingllc.com. It's his website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.